tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabe. Anabe is the only machine washable sofa inside and out where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
It's going to be mariachi music all day long. Happy Cinco de Mayo!
You say it's going to be? It has been.
It's been
mariachi music the entire day.
Oh, it's so much fun. All right, we have covered how to make the perfect salsa. Chef Plum is in for Raven today. He's out. We have covered how to play maracas correctly. We played Guess That Mariachi. And now, what we've all been waiting for. How to make the perfect margarita.
I mean, it's arguably the most important part here, I think. The tequila, the drinks, come on.
Nicole is joining us. She is a cocktail queen. She is a bartender. Nicole, we were talking about this off the air, but do people treat you as a therapist when they come into your restaurant?
Oh, for sure. I've heard so many of the craziest stories just trying to serve people drinks and, like, have a great time.
Yeah. I never understand why the bartender becomes the de facto. It's because they're probably just drinking tequila.
I think that's probably it. They just, they want to have lots of drinks and it just becomes the person to talk to. Yeah. Especially if you go by yourself, right?
Mm-hmm. So here's a little interesting tidbit, Nicole, is that in FCC land where I live here on the radio, because I'm running the board today because Raven's not here,
right.
I am not allowed to drink any alcohol, which is killing me because usually I'm on the other side where I taste test all the alcohol while Raven runs the board. So Chef Plum will be tasting the margaritas. And then coming up in a little bit, we're going to be making some mocktails too, because mocktails that are all-time high and people are ordering those. So starting with the perfect margarita, what are you using?
So I am using 100% blue agave, fresh lime juice, and today I have Mi Campo Blanco tequila, which is another 100% blue agave tequila.
All right. Show us how to do it and how much to put in everything.
You said 100% blue agave tequila. So is there like, you can make what I'm talking to. You don't need to look at me. But like, is there other like, this is only a 50% tequila. Like, is it change?
Oh, definitely. So there are plenty of tequilas that kind of use additional like additives that make it not 100% or the most authentic tequila. So it definitely like changes the flavor profile. And some of them I find to be like a little too sweet and just like throws off the whole flavor profile of a drink or the shot.
Okay, good.
So I'm starting off with juicing one full lime straight into my shaker.
I can't tell you how important this is, the fresh lime, because if you buy the mixes at the places, they're gross and they're too sweet.
Yeah.
You have like one of those and you have a tummy ache. This is like the legit stuff.
You said tummy ache.
I get a tummy ache. When they use the mix. I'm the annoying lady that's like, do you use a mix? And then they're like, no, we first squeeze our limes. I'm like, all right, classy.
That's hilarious.
Thank
God. Yeah.
All right.
So next, I went in with about 3/4 of an ounce of our agave syrup. And then I'm going to go in with 2 ounces of our Blanco tequila.
Now, of course, we're putting all this on our Instagram at Anna and Raven, so you could watch it there as well.
Of course.
And then from there, we're just going to give it a good shake.
That's the sound. That's the sound of fun happening.
Oh my God, it's the smell. The smell smells like my Friday nights. I can't wait. It smells like my Friday nights in the studio. My mouth is watering. My mouth did not water for any of the food we made. You bring in the tequila, and I'm like, Yep.
You didn't want any of the tacos or anything, but this is what makes you excited, is this?
All right, try it. Try it, Plum. That delicious-looking margarita with the so few ingredients it's done correctly.
Look at that. That was so easy, too.
Oh,
it was so quick, right? Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Anna, look at this, huh?
Plum, do you know how to run a board?
Are you a salted rim person or no?
It depends on my mood. Sometimes I like it, but it's not always my go-to.
I want to talk about the salted rim thing, because what's the other thing that they use? Hold on, what is it called? It's so delicious. I can smell it. I can smell it. That's a good one.
Julie, you should come taste this. I know you're around here somewhere. Just come taste it just so you have another person.
All right. Wow. Producer Julie, you try it. What do you think?
That's delicious.
All right. Is it good?
Ooh.
Oh. All right. We're going to have more with Nicole and making those mocktails coming up next. Happy Cinco de Mayo. We're celebrating big time today.
Your favorite music. I know this is your favorite genre.
It really is. I love mariachi music. Mariachi, when I hear mariachi, it just feels like a party and it feels like a celebration and it feels like margaritas. And if you missed it, Chef Plum is in for Raven today. And we have Nicole, who's here. She's a cocktail queen. She's a bartender. She can whip anything up. This whole studio smells like a margarita, and it's delicious. My mouth is watering. So if you missed it a few minutes ago, Nicole showed us how to make a perfect margarita. None of that mixed junk that you buy. Like the real squeezed lemons, the clean alcohol.
It's really good.
The agave. So you used agave to sweeten it. And I wanted to, and we talked about the salt on the rim.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of restaurants I've seen now offer... I'm going to say this wrong. Is it tamarind? Tamarind? You know what I'm talking about?
Tahine.
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 Yeah. What is
tamarind?
That?
What are you talking about? Tamarind?
I don't know.
That's something totally different. It's not even close.
I told you I didn't know. I wasn't saying
oh,
it.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I read it on the menu, and I'm like, what is that?
Do you know?
It's like a chili lime seasoning. It's a chili lime salt, basically.
Oh.
Right. Oh. It comes in a little container. It has a little shaker on the top of it. It's red.
Yeah.
It's great. They have a spicy margarita. It's fantastic on the rim.
Okay, so it's just a spicier version of the salt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right, Nicole, also, a lot of people have been switching to mocktails because they don't drink alcohol anymore, and it's been a huge surge of that. And so how do you make the perfect margarita or the perfect drink cocktail to celebrate Cinco de Mayo without alcohol?
So we actually have, there's a couple of different non-alcoholic spirits on the market. So the one that I'm specifically familiar with and use a lot is called Liars. So I'm pretty much going to build it the exact same way as a traditional margarita and just sub out the tequila for a non-alcoholic version of it.
That's really... I didn't even know they had non-alcoholic tequila.
It's a thing. And so my question is, I know you don't know the answer probably, but I should look it up for myself. But I have a feeling they almost cook off the alcohol, so to speak, right?
Pretty much. They make it as like tequila to begin with,
right.
And then it runs through a whole separate process that removes all the alcohol from
it. Yeah, it takes the alcohol out of it. And then, you know, it's like you make a non-alcoholic like... wine or something, you just basically pasteurize it and it takes the alcohol out.
All right, let's mix it up. Let's do it.
But this is a great, this Liar stuff is fantastic. I've had it before. It's really, really good stuff.
And it tastes just like tequila, except it just doesn't have the alcohol.
Right.
Liars. But it's not spelled like L. How do you spell it?
It's spelled L-Y-R-E-S.
Okay.
And key thing here, if I'm right, Nicole, is a lot of lime, right? A lot of lime.
A lot of lime. A lot of fresh lime.
Yeah, fresh lime. Not lime juice, Anna, that you would buy at the grocery store.
Oh, that mix stuff makes me feel sick. It really does. I feel like I'm always that person that's like, do you use a mix? And then I feel so bougie. But if that stuff gives you a headache the next day, I'm not in for that. Give me all the lime. Squeeze it in.
Yeah, and I'm not down with that either. So this looks pretty simple so far, Nicole. You got the Liars in there, some lime juice. You put a little agave as well?
Yep, a little agave too.
Uh-huh.
And then same as I did before, just going to shake it up real quick.
Let's shake it up.
Do you like it shaken?
It's my favorite sound.
Is that important? I think it kind of aerates it. It's nice,
yeah,
right?
It definitely aerates it. Uh-huh. It gives it a nice brightness to it.
I like when it comes frothy. It's frothy.
Right?
Yeah.
Look at the technique she has, by the way, in the shaking. See, it's the circle shake that she's doing right now.
So delicious looking. All right.
The circle shake, which is my thing.
Yeah.
I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So shaking circular.
Have you ever played maracas? Because we have some maracas in here if you want to
No,
try.
I haven't.
Right. I have. All right.
All right, Anna, you got to taste this one, right?
Yeah, let me taste the mocktail. I could drink the mocktail. Let me see.
There you go.
Oh.
Give it a try.
Mm.
All right. What do you think?
Absolutely delicious.
You like it?
All day long.
Wow. I mean, she just chugged it. Anna.
It's so good and refreshing. Oh, happy Cinco de Mayo. And Nicole, thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate
it. Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
You're awesome.
Hey, it's Boxer.
And I'm Sarah Towns with Experience Columbus.
Did you know Columbus is home to the number one science museum in the country?
Ranked number 7 on Food & Wine's list of America's next great food cities?
And one of Condé Nast Traveler's top 10 best big cities in America?
Yes, Columbus. An Experience Columbus podcast keeps you in the know about what's happening in the Arch City.
Binge, listen to all the current episodes.
Or catch up on all things Columbus and discover what makes this city so special.
By the end, you'll be asking yourself, can all of this really exist in one city?
Yes, Columbus.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.